This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists, fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Focuses on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Good morning!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. 580 KIDO wants you to win cash. We'll give you two chances each weekday to listen and win $1,000. Write this number down, 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. And if you're caller number 25, when you hear the cue to call, you'll win $1,000 cash. Also in November, log on to 580KIDO.com where you can win $10,000. Win cash every weekday during the month of November. It's your cash call from 580KIDO. KIDO.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Kim Bridges joins us, an English teacher and the head varsity coach of the varsity basketball team for the girls. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
So here we are, Thursday. Season's almost underway, getting ready to get rolling here. Your thoughts?
We open up on Saturday with a preseason game against Bishop Kelly, and so that's going to be exciting to kind of play against somebody else. We've been battling each other for the last week and a half, so we're excited to get rolling.
Do kids still get excited for us considering all the alternatives that they have?
Yes, but we've definitely seen the impact of club sports that's affected our program dramatically this year, especially. You know, we had quite a few kids who didn't turn out this year because they were doing club soccer or club volleyball, and mom and dad were shelling out thousands of dollars, and we can't miss that practice. And I think it's unfortunate. I think that there's a lot of pride to wear your school's jersey and to support your teammates and all those other things. And, you know, I myself play club sports, so there is definitely a place for it, and especially if you're going to try to pursue that at the next level. But at the same time, I think there needs some balance. It would be good.
So in earlier times, club sports used to enhance the high school activities or the middle school or junior high activities. Now it's in competition.
It is. It is. I think that's a fair assessment.
So we take a look at the rise of high school sports, how popular it is. Has that spilled over to girls basketball?
You know, basketball in this area, girls basketball specifically, has improved immensely. We have some very talented Division I players in the 5A SIC League. It's extremely competitive, top to bottom. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that can prove upsets and bring very good competition to the table. So I would encourage people to come out and watch this season. There's some excellent athletes out there.
What's the key to motivating young people today?
Oh, geez. I don't know. If you can bottle that and hand it back to me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, that's one of the benefits that we have when we go to the schools here at 580KIDO, is that we try and get those tips for people listening, because it's always about whether you work with young people, you have your kids or what have you, it's, you know, getting that communication.
Yeah, I think communication is a big part of it, but I think even more importantly, especially both in the coaching realm and also in the teaching classroom, is rapport. You know, some of the people who I've most respected, both as a player and also as a student, were people that I knew cared about me as a person, that wanted the best for me, and so as a result, I wanted to work hard for that person. So that's what I try to do both in the classroom and on the court, is to create an environment where we have that positive rapport with kids.
And let's talk a little bit about the classroom. You teach English.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier to teach English these days or tougher, considering, again, we're dealing with quote-unquote digital natives here?
I don't know if it's necessarily the digital native aspect that's making it more difficult. I think that cell phone use is sometimes a distraction for our kids. They really like to touch those phones. It's interesting. and there's a time and place for it. It can definitely be helpful when you consider that you've got a classroom of 30 students and they're all sort of carrying around a computer that has probably more processing speed than what I used in college. And so they've got that in their pocket. And so, you know, there are times and places that that can be effective and helpful with the curriculum, but trying to keep that in check. You know, this year our district adopted a 7-period day, and I think that's been a challenge for teachers and students to I'm still trying to get used to it. Students have the ability to take one additional class, and teachers have the ability to teach one additional class.
How does that differ from the previous schedule then?
Well, we had a 6-period day at Boise High. We've traditionally had...
So they were shorter, they're shorter periods now?
They are shorter periods now.
Okay. I would think the challenge would be, and we have this at work, we have it everywhere, and that's dealing with adults, or that's what we call them, is keeping people's attention. We have a talk show host, Glenn Beck, that, you know, talks about being ADD. It's as if, you know, that used to be a treatable thing. Now it's a requirement in life. So, you know, I find it with myself with these topics. On one hand, you know, you used to be able to do a topic for 15 minutes or an hour, and now it's, okay, that's boring, okay, that's boring. We're not talking about optional stuff. This is stuff that, you know, kids need to learn.
Right, and that's the biggest difficulty from the teacher's side is I'm seeing we're able to cover less. We're not able to go in as great as depth, excuse me.
Sure.
And then some subjects, you know, I think about my colleagues who are teaching history. I mean, what do? You just don't cover this war or this battle. You know, something gets cut out.
Well, it used to be weeks on World War II.
Yeah. So it's been an adjustment, to say the least, and an adjustment for the kids as well. You know, we still have a lot of kids that take a 0 hour, so we've got quite a few kids, just because they're academically motivated, that are actually in school for 8 periods a day right now.
It seems crazy when you see people here, you know, before 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're thriving before 7 o'clock. If you get here at 7, you're missing the boat.
I see. Anything else that you'd like to share with us today? I know you're anxious because you already have been to your classroom once this morning.
Oh, yes, yes. No, I mean, it's just been one positive of the 7-period day is the kids have an ability to take more electives. And I'm also an elective teacher. Last year, I started teaching video broadcast and production. We have a YouTube channel, KBHS Broadcasting, and so that's been a nice addition to my day.
Watch out for those people that are into that.
I know. You got to watch out for those broadcasting folks. They're kind of seedy. Yeah.
They are. They're not kind of. They are. But that's a whole unique element because in the old days it would be radio or TV or photography or print, and today it's the digital world. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Well, it was a steep learning curve for me. We're talking about new software, new technology. I don't necessarily have any training or certificate in this area, so I was so gracious.
So they threw you in?
A little bit, but I accepted willingly because it's an area of interest for me. So I had some colleagues across the district, Rob Parsons, who's amazing up at Capitol, lent me his time and labor.
We know that guy.
Yeah, you know that guy. Yeah, well, he really helped me get started, and it's been kind of nice because I return the favor to another teacher in the district at junior high level. So, you know, it's been a fun challenge. It's been an interesting extra dynamic to my day, but I've enjoyed it thus far.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 7:13. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll have some of our top stories. And remember, when we're talking about the season, as cold as it gets, we want to remind you we will begin our fourth, I think, Miller's Mission. And by the way, if you want to see how this all began, you can go to 580kido.com. We've posted from 2 years ago when I lived at the Boise Rescue Mission, day one and day two. And if you ever wonder what life is like inside a homeless shelter, do the guys just hang out? No, they're put to work and they actually do some things. And that's available now at 580kido.com. Other news of the day, we're talking about, would you get rid of your cell phone if you knew that it did bad things to you? This new study talking about cell phone usage and possible brain cancer, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Our friend Mr. Hannity has been busy, and let's take a look at what he's been up to.
1992 was really hard for you.
Very hard.
For all of us. And then you described how you appointed former President Clinton and your dad, and they became the best of friends.
Yeah, they became good friends.
Yeah,
which just speaks volumes about both.
Well, what does that mean about a potential Jeb Bush-Hillary Clinton showdown?
It means that Bill and I are going to have some interesting things to talk about.
So you're not going to go out on a campaign? It won't be the friendly
Look,
campaign?
I'll still like him if Jeb beats Hillary.
Yeah. Are you betting on that?
If Jeb runs, I think, I don't know if he's going to run. I really don't. I hope he does because he'd be a great president.
There we have it. Former President Bush, who was vilified by folks, promoting his new book when he's talking about his father and his possible brother and his brother possibly running. And you just hear the depth of that. I believe that special will play on the Fox News channel. Now, this might be a little too inside, but I have faith in you. I know that you're thinking, well, Kevin, I'm still waiting for the flurries to happen. I guess 8 o'clock is 0 hour when that happens. And I guess in parts of the Treasure Valley, because it's so big and so enormous that it is snowing. So please be very careful along the way. But when we take a look here at 580KIDO, the idea of the guy on the Fox News channel going, who killed Osama bin Laden? It's a guy from Butte, Montana. And so I started watching it a little last night, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I've never been to Butte, Montana. It looks like people describe Montana, a lot of hills and wilderness and farmland and everything else. And I'm going, wow, this is great. And then Peter Ducey, who's the son of Steve Ducey, gee, no nepotism there at Fox. How to get a gig? Well, your dad's on the morning show. You're good to go. So I'm sitting there looking at this, and Peter Ducey is maybe 24 years old, if that. And I know this is an ageism thing, and I just couldn't get over a guy that should be in a market like this or that interviewing the guy. And it was a two-hour special going over this real-life American hero that killed Osama bin Laden. But on the other hand, I mean, is this relevant? Do we really need to know about his SEAL training, his family in Butte, Montana, or everything else? You know, as we heard about here at Boise High, it's how the media has changed our world forever. We used to hear about the folks in the special operators that they're very secretive, and now they've got their own YouTube channel. And so I'm watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, I just really don't see the value in this special where you have the guy talking about killing Osama and going into the room and young Mr. Ducey trying to get his Emmy or his Oscar or what have you to make his dad happy. And look, every father wants to be proud of his son. But it just sent the conflicting message. So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is this something that we really want, or is it better saved for a Mark Bowden book?
Where did you shoot Osama bin Laden?
In the face 3 times.
Did he stagger at all?
He just fell by the left side of the bed.
How long from the second you saw him until he was laying dead at your feet?
It was less than a second. Probably half a second. Just walk in, saw him, shot him.
You know, I could see somebody, whether it's Colbert, whether it's Jon Stewart, whether it's the guy on HBO, actually doing, how should we put this, a parody of that. That was a historic moment in American history. Do we really, really need to make it a special on primetime television? You tell me, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. It is 718. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Boise High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, live from Boise High School. Let's go to the phones. We go to soon to be officially a Canyon County Commissioner, Tom Dale, with us at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm looking forward to going into your territory, and, you know, I respectfully challenge you to bring us a turkey next week.
I can do that. I can do that. Where are you going to be collecting them?
We're going to be living at the Garrity Walmart. Once again, we'll be there from Monday to Saturday. We'd love to see you.
You bet. I'll come by. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that it is snowing here in Napa.
Well, now, can you describe the snow?
It's white. It's fluffy, and it's actually sticking on the road. So there are some places it looks like these people might want to be careful.
Now, is it flurry-like snow, or is it the wet snow?
It's flurry. It's pretty dry, fluffy, kind of blowing around stuff.
I see.
That's the good stuff.
Well, of course, because then you can put away your great cars and go do all your outdoor stuff that you always do.
There you go. Hey, you know, it's interesting that you're over there at Boise High School. That was the, when I got out of college, that was the first teaching job I ever had, was teaching at Boise High School.
Well, you need to come back.
Come back, yeah. Very good, yeah. Yeah.
What do you remember about Boise High, sir?
Well, it's got a great history and a great tradition, and I know, you know, that over the years it has provided a really good educational base for so many people. Interestingly enough, when I was there, two kids that I had in my class were Governor John Evans' son and daughter. And,
wow.
You know, and it was interesting that whole area of Boise that Boise High School serves is both those kind of people as well as folks who need extra help with lunches and stuff.
Indeed, so, a very eclectic mix.
It is. And it's, you know, it has such a great history of keeping its focus on education and not being distracted by other kinds of things. I just appreciate the history and the tradition that Boise High School is upholding.
Well, the birthplace of 580 KIDO.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
It's the first broadcast of the state's first radio station was here.
Wow. Yeah. What a tradition.
Well, look, we'll see you next week.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely put that down and come by. When are you going to be, what day are you going to start out there?
I'll be there Monday, and if you come by in the afternoon, I'll be dressed as a turkey, but probably not, literally, probably not during the morning show. But after the morning show, yes.
Okay, that's good. That'd be worth seeing right there.
And we'll take a picture.
All right.
Okay. And you know what they say, give a turkey, don't be one.
That's what they say. Okay.
That's my line.
You. Hey, you got a great show. I sure appreciate what you're doing there. And kudos out there to all the teachers and administrators of Boise High School. Just keep up the good work.
Well, congratulations, and we'll see you next week, sir.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. There we have it, Canyon County Commissioner Tom Dale to be sworn in January, so I guess you would say Canyon County Commissioner-elect. We go from an elected official with a lot of credibility to a young man who is still burning up the airwaves, painted toenails and all, Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Winter's on its way, my doggies get to play, I'm in the hot tub today. Good morning, KIDO. Well, Kevin, I got you on speaker this morning after listening to your broadcast about cell phones and brain dysfunction. So if you don't mind, I'd like to keep it on speaker. I don't want it near my ear after hearing that. Hey, good Lord Almighty. I've had a cell phone up to my ear for 60 years. Before
that would explain a lot of things, wouldn't it?
I had a cell phone when they were the size of a small Volkswagen.
Well, I don't know how compelling this is, but it's nice to hear about you and your history of having cell phones.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to believe that Swedish study? You know, I don't trust them Swedes, man. They're a different culture, totally. You know, they could be rigging the whole thing so they can come out with their own phone that's, you know, brain free of any disease.
And you call me cynical.
Cynical? You're like the cynical of all cynicals.
That's a double cynical. Yes.
So
are you going to join us next week? Because I challenge you to bring a turkey. Turkey.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. The turkeys will be there. I will definitely, you know, do my turkey thing every year, Kevin Miller, for the mission, for the homeless, for those hungry in the world. I'll bring the turkeys, but I'd rather bring them a good book to read, but hey, it is what it is. If they'd rather eat than increase their knowledge of the world, that's up to them.
Well, you got to consider the source.
That's true. So you're going to be at the Walmart. I was listening to that other guy, you know, and you had him on the air, and he really listens to your broadcast. You've been saying where you're going to be for 3 days straight.
Well, that's to make sure. Yes, that's to make sure you're good to go. So we're going to be at the Walmart, Garrity and Franklin, beginning on Monday at 5. Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think of the quakes happening down there in Kansas? That's kind of.
What is this? A personal call here? Are we talking about the quakes? Or are we talking about real life competitive issues?
Hey, when I talk to you, Mr. Miller, you'll talk about what I want to talk about. And that's just the way it is. You know, don't try and switch gears on me. When I want to talk about something, I'll talk about it. It's the talk show, isn't it?
Sadly, you are correct.
Yeah. Well, you stay fired up. I got to go do a half hour in the hot tub, get rid of this arthritis so I can get things happening. I haven't even cleaned my gutters out yet. Have you cleaned your gutters out yet?
You know, this is not only stimulating intellectually, but mentally. The image of you in a hot tub before 7:30 just warms my heart.
Oh, I'll bet it. Yeah, you wish you were in there with me. We could throw a little rubber ball back and forth or something, you know, and get her exercise.
Thank you, Liberal Steve.
All right, Mr. Miller, and I love Idaho. Hey, what are you going to do now when they're going to, in January of 2015, they're going to be
It's been a while since he's talked here, actually, apparently.
Legal marijuana across the border here. What the heck are they going to do now? I mean,
to be continued.
Runs 500 miles in both.
Yeah, we might as well just pot him down. He'll keep talking. He won't know he's off the air. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Good morning from Boise High.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Boise High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning. Live from Boise High School. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, and now if you were one of these folks that are on your digital media devices or watching the old-fashioned television, you saw some crazy stuff yesterday. That is the window cleaning folks at the One World Trade Center that were flipped upside down. What was it like to rescue those folks? Remember, fire and rescue teams raced to the top of One World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan to help two window washers who were dangling 68 floors from the ground. Now, here's the skinny on that. I think it's, what is it? Is it 100 floors or something like that? More like 110? Or is that the Empire State Building? Anyway, regardless, it's the biggest, tallest tower in the world. I don't think that a fire ladder is going to save these folks, but thankfully, there was a happy ending.
Firefighters went to the roof and to the 68th floor. From the roof, they dropped rope down to additionally secure the members that were the workers on the scaffold.
I mean, it just sat there and sat there, and thank goodness those guys were hanging on.
Firefighters went to the roof and to the 68th floor. From the roof, they dropped rope down to additionally secure the members that were the workers on the scaffold.
That's in case you didn't hear it correctly the first time.
I've ordered that the building maintenance units not be returned to service. We're going to do a full after-action report together with the fire department, both the police departments, and the appropriate regulators.
There we have it at 580KIDO. We've got this issue involving, you know, how do you save someone on the tallest man-made structure in the Western Hemisphere? You know, I'm sitting there watching it and thinking to these folks as we move along. So we're joined now by our next guest at Boise High School. Good morning, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Myrna Avila.
Well, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you do here.
I'm a Spanish teacher at Boise High. I teach Spanish 2 and Spanish 3 and an accelerated Spanish 3 level.
Sure.
Yeah.
Probably a pretty popular class, I would think.
It is. It's a very popular class.
You know, we talk a lot about how digital things have changed learning. Is that really gone on to the foreign language venue? Do you do more things digitally, or is it still by the book?
You know what? The kids are really helping me learn a lot about the things that are available out there. For example, I had a kid in one of my classes a couple years ago tell me about a Quizlet app, which is an app where you can have all your vocabulary flashcards on. And he just came up to me and proudly said, "When I'm driving in the car with my parents, this is what I do." And that's something I've incorporated into my classroom.
Sure.
So it's easier for kids to have access to their vocabulary cards. Currently, we're doing a pic collage. which is...
Whatever happened to just the old-fashioned flashcards, you know?
I know. We're doing a pic collage to tell a summary of a story that we're doing right now.
Right.
So the kids are able to pick their own images that represent the feeling in their summary.
Right.
And so it has multiple pictures on a page, and they're able to put text to it. And
sure.
So it's amazing. Yeah, there's a lot out there, and it definitely is going into the world languages as well.
I can tell that you're very passionate about what you teach here at 580KIDO. Talk about, I guess, the need to learn a second language.
Wow, we have such a diverse community.
I was going to say, because, you know, on one hand, you have folks that are here from, you know, other parts of the world far from Idaho.
Yeah, absolutely. Our community, even just Boise, is changing so much. I think in our school district, there's over 180 languages, different languages spoken.
Wow.
Besides English. So, obviously, I feel that the majority of that second language here in Idaho is Spanish. So as far as my specific foreign language that I teach,
right.
It's very important to have that
right.
in order to be able to be a little more successful with the type of clientele that we have here. But again, it's very diverse. Any second language would be wonderful.
I'm with you, but it's interesting. It's one thing to teach folks that are from Idaho or Idaho native Spanish mm-hmm. because they see the interaction in their daily lives.
Right.
But if you have somebody from Africa or the Middle East to teach them Spanish, I wonder culturally what type of challenge that is.
You know, I do have other students that are
right.
from other countries that, if they're refugees or just somebody from a different background taking Spanish as a second language or a third language in their case.
Yes.
And yeah. they almost understand it better because they're willing they've already learned English, so they're willing to put down some of the barriers that...
You ever had that software patch go through or something like that?
The what?
Software patch, you know, you just kind of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just change that out. Well, usually one of the hardest things with learning a second language is that we're really scared to put down barriers in order to learn that second language.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
We have to make a lot of mistakes, and we have to, you know, keep trying to kind of get through that, you know, through that barrier that we put up.
Is it easier to do as a kid or not?
I think the younger you start it, the better for students,
right?
Because they have fun with it. The older you are, I think it's harder because as adults, we don't want to look like fools. So,
well, some of us
are okay doing it.
Some of us, we make a living looking like a fool. But yes, why do you teach?
I just love it. Since I was in high school that this is what I wanted to do.
Right.
Even maybe younger. And maybe it comes from having a mother that was a teacher.
Sure.
But I'm just very passionate about it. I think it's great to give back.
Sure.
Just to the community, to society.
And it's great to talk about it here, but in the outside world you have, you know, there's always some controversy, whether it's sports or whether it's sports or education. Those are the two big things everybody talks about, mm-hmm. education. So I guess for people that... You know, they send their kids to school or they've wondered why people teach. I mean, it's a challenge to hold people's attention, then to be judged on that, then to give them the information, have them be tested on it, and you're responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the biggest rewards as a teacher is when you see that light bulb go off in a student's head
right.
that's in your class. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Anything.
That is such a huge accomplishment to me as a person.
Working on TMZ or Hollywood or New York.
We can all dream. But ultimately...
You wouldn't change it for anything is what I'm saying.
Ultimately, my passion is exactly what I do every single day with students, bonding with them, teaching them, and helping them be better for society.
Right. For people who... You know, maybe considering going into education, their parents say, well, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. What would you say to encourage future teachers? Because, you know, it is a controversial profession.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be, but it has been the past 4 or 5 years here in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Young people like you that want to go into education, what would you say to them?
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the classroom, it's the most rewarding thing. And, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to my personal classroom, I don't think about politics. So when I step into my classroom of 25, 28 students, my focus is on them, and my focus is helping them have a passion for having a second language.
How do you teach, or maybe not teach, but how do you educate or inform parents about the importance of a foreign language? Because for someone like me at 580KIDO, I'm going to be traditional, blah, 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 but that's not how the world thinks these days.
No. we have. I mean,
Isn't
we
it
have,
great when you get to ask the questions and, as opposed to answer them?
Yes, it's so much better when you have to ask the questions.
Yes.
Or when you get to do that. You know what? I think there's already such a global look at having a second language because we are such a diverse population.
Right.
I think society almost does that for me. As far as I'm concerned with communication with parents, we have our website through Boise High School.
Right.
We're able to go down to the junior highs and talk to the students.
Recruit them,
yeah. Almost, and let them know that we do have the language to offer, and it would be great if they continued up into the secondary level. And usually most students that are college bound, most universities require 2 to 3 years of foreign language anyway.
It is
a push.
20, 30 years they've been doing that, yeah. Anything else that you would like to say to give parents tips on, making sure their kids look into a foreign language? Because, you know, I think the only majors that you don't have, one of them I think was education, that you don't have to teach. That might have changed. But most all majors in college, you have to have 2 or 3 years of a foreign language. So
right.
Might as well get started now. What would you say?
See, my degree in bilingual elementary, I had to take a lot of Spanish because that was that second language I was looking at as far as bilingual education. But I would just
elementary ed, that's a major?
It is.
Wow.
It is at Boise State.
Wow.
Yeah. And many schools. We're taking a shift.
I like how you said that at many schools.
Well,
yes,
to dual languages, and we actually have two elementary schools that are dual language schools.
Wow.
Whitney and Whittier, and hopefully I got the correct two.
Look, facts really don't matter on this program. You're fine, ma'am.
They teach their whole day in both Spanish and English. So
right.
We have these kids starting from kindergarten learning two languages coming up. But I would just encourage all parents to take a look around them, look at the community that we live in,
right.
And just how helpful a second language would be to their children.
And that's just not here in Boise, but everybody listening in the Treasure Valley.
Just look at the community that you live in.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Very,
because
very
it's
powerful,
a,
absolutely.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I actually even had a friend that just recently asked me if I would sit down and have conversations with her because she wanted to travel as a volunteer to a Spanish-speaking country. And in order for her to be able to accomplish a certain role there, she had to be able to communicate with people. So it's even just leaving, you know, the U.S. to go to other places, opportunities, doors open when you have that second language.
Now I have a challenge for you.
Oh, wow.
You seem very energetic this morning. Thankfully, somebody on this program is. Besides,
I'm very energetic.
Besides Liberal Steve in his hot tub, but you really don't want to know about that. Can you translate something for me?
I would love to try.
Okay. You're listening to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO.
Ustedes están escuchando a Kevin Miller en 580KIDO.
You're the best ever. Thank you.
Gracias.
Good luck to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning from Boise High School. Quickly to Ronnie in Caldwell at 580KIDO.
Hola, ¿cómo está? What are you doing, man? I mean, who needs Spanish here in the Treasure Valley? I mean, that's crazy, dude. We live in America. You know what I'm saying, man? No comment, can't got your tongue. What's going on? Dude,
you always accuse me of cutting you off, so I'm just listening.
I know. Dude, here's the thing, man. We don't need to learn Spanish. We're in America, man. It's like, you know, just speak English. My aunt goes to other countries, and they don't cater to her needs. They just say, you speak the language or you get out of here, you know? I just think it's a bunch of waste of time, dude. And I can't stand being in Walmart and everyone's speaking Spanish. I don't know what they're talking about. Sort of
maybe you should learn. Maybe you should buy the Rosetta Stone.
What do you mean? You want me to learn Espanol? I mean, I could say a couple things in Spanish, dude, like burrito, taco, tostada. The things I need to know at Taco Bell are all I need to know in Spanish, dude. And with that, I'm taking myself out. Good night.
Just when I thought we couldn't top Liberal Steve reporting from his hot tub, Ronnie giving us his vocabulary in Spanish. Everything you need to know before you get to work, right here, folks. Time for traffic at 5:00.